again.
You have returned to Buddies in Space, Provcast.
S. Michael Smith and...
M. Eichel Karasi. I like that. I'm going to try to make it stick.
I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to.
I'll be the one that makes it stick for me. And I'm going to be like, oh, he's doing that stupid thing. It was his fucking name.
So we thought we'd talk a little bit about a game that we've both been playing.
A video game.
A video game.
Known as...
A Vigigem. Vigigem.
Okay, that's... I was really not sure what was coming out of your mouth for a second.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes.
If I had a nickel for every time.
Borderlands 2. Borderlands the second.
Two. Way better than the first one.
Yeah. And the first one wasn't bad. It was... I enjoyed it. You're sighing because you didn't really...
I kind of went over this with you. Like, I didn't feel the weapons were really all that satisfying to shoot, and they didn't do anything that like blew my mind. Like, I recently played BioShock Infinity or Infinite.
Yeah.
And like that fucking blows your mind so much, like story wise, that like you know.
Well, okay, the first Borderlands game did not have a real strong story.
Right. It was like
it had just a story, I guess. But even like the end of the story was kind of anticlimactic.
Oh, like on purpose.
Yeah, like deliberately anticlimactic. Like, you jerk. Why did you make us do this? but not a terrible storyline. And they certainly set up a lot of things. They set up the whole premise.
For the second one. Oh, yeah.
And honestly, the first game scratched a niche for me. And both games do this.
Your loot drop itch?
The loot drop itch.
Yes, I don't have that itch.
Oh, my... Golly gosh.
Let's take a step back and talk fundamental differences between S. Michael Smith and
Michael. Yeah, I will play the hell out of a Diablo, Torchlight, Borderlands.
All loot drop games.
All loot drop games. I'm like crazy for loot.
So as far as I'm concerned, you are like that woman who goes crazy and kills people at a half-off sale at JCPenney's.
I would kill, you know...
Goblins,
skeleton archers, whatever.
I would love to see you at a JCPenney at a half off sale, killing zombies.
Bandits.
Yeah, a lot of bandits. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Bandits are really dumb.
But anyway, one of the big features of both Borderlands and Borderlands 2 is the loot mechanism, which means that you get tons and tons of random new goodies that...
Mainly guns.
Lots of guns.
They're apparently in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most guns in a video game. Like, unique guns.
Yeah. But that's just numbers. I mean, that's...
Like, yeah, that's just code. It's like...
Yeah, that's just...
I could run an algorithm and break that Guinness Book of World Record, or that Guinness record, just by spamming.
Yeah, putting together random attributes.
So, how many times did you play through Diablo?
Diablo 2?
Diablo 2 or 3?
Diablo 2, I don't even know. I mean, it was like... crazy amounts of playthrough times. I would do the farming runs where I would, you know, run a certain level over and over again just to get the one thing that will drop every once in a while.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay. That was bad.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you're clearly not in a vast minority. I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's why Diablo 2 was so popular for such a long time.
Exactly. And that's why people still play it.
Yeah. So Borderlands and Borderlands 2 both have that aspect to them in spades.
Mm-hmm. And that is not something that appeals to me.
Right.
The only time I've ever done farming was in Final Fantasy VII. And that's because I was doing all the extra shit that you didn't have to do. Like, the game became like a cakewalk because I was doing all the
extra stuff. You were a completionist.
At that time, yes.
All right. So, moving on from Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2...
Which you told me, by the way, get through Borderlands 1.
I did.
Don't do any of the extra stuff.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Just get through the game, which I did, and I'm glad, because I have a background now for Borderlands 2 setting.
Right. And I don't know how far you are in Borderlands 2 right now.
I have not proceeded, like, any since...
Okay.
Pregnant wife, you know.
So Borderlands 2, they ramped up everything that was in Borderlands 1.
They turned it to 11.
They turned it up to, like, 111.
Whoa.
The voice acting is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I think they've been nominated or won awards for it. The writing is much better. You've got a strong villain in the game, mm-hmm. which was completely absent in the first game.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a big difference. You're like, oh, this asshole Jack, I've got to go freaking kill him.
No, he's dead. Oh, you mean the second one. Sorry, I was thinking the first one.
The second one, yeah.
Because the first one, like, you'd be like, oh, there's this bandit leader.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's
no,
dead.
No.
Oh, there's another bandit leader. Oh, he's dead.
No, there's a guy named Jack, and he's like, he's just constantly, you know, tormenting you throughout the game.
Yeah,
and
he's got
and
a diamond-coated butt pony.
Yeah.
That, it's a line from the game. It's amazing. And then you find like audio logs that show he's like a fucking psychotic monster.
Yeah.
So it completely...
Hopefully you haven't read too much ahead of this to know all the different stuff that happens.
No, I'm just playing the game. I'm just trying to do... I'm trying to do all the side missions as I go. But I'm like just very slowly playing.
Yeah, you find out more and more about him and all the other characters in the game.
Yeah.
And it builds on all the different characters that were in the first
game. I know what happened to Helena Pierce. That's the really early on you found those audio logs. So. But yeah, his voice... And you likened him to Archer.
Yeah, he reminds me of Archer.
And I definitely could see that.
H. John Benjamin's character.
It doesn't sound anything like him, but the style of writing and the type
of character. It's like an evil Archer.
Yeah. Which is... A more evil.
Yeah.
Archer, he's like chaotic good at best. He is. In D&D terms.
He's not really trying to screw people over.
No, but he's so.
Most of the time.
Fucking self-centered.
Yeah, self-centered.
It's why It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia works so well. Because like when you have a really self-centered character or group of characters, like everything's awful, so it's funny.
Yeah, so Jack takes those Archer sensibilities and then adds viciousness to them, I think.
Yeah. But he oscillates.
Yeah.
So there are times he's just really funny. And you're like, oh, this is like a funny guy I remember from college. And you're like, oh my God, no, he's genocidal.
Yeah. And so that's Borderlands 2. The graphics aren't like terribly different from the...
They're improved.
They're improved, but... And it's not why you're playing the game. No. You're not playing the game because, oh my gosh, this is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it is a neat style.
Well, they continued the cel-shaded cartoon-ish, not cartoony, cartoon-ish cel-shaded thing, which I do like. It works. Sometimes it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still used to the menu system. I don't know. It keeps throwing me. I haven't played it enough.
The menu is not...
I thought it was better in the first one.
In some ways it was. Yeah, a lot of people complain about that. Uh-oh. And this is the menu that you use like when you switch weapons.
You use it a lot.
When you buy and sell things. You are using this a lot. Yeah. I mean, especially in a loot-oriented game like this. Yeah, you're
really
constantly like
menu.
Comparing this one gun to another. And yeah, they made it look flashier than it was in the first
but
game.
But it's nowhere near
as
usable.
As well.
if you're still not clear about loot drop games are to a gamer what like a shoe... nut is with their shoe collection. Like, you'll just sit there and compare your guns the way, like, a shoe fetishist compares their shoes.
Yeah, like, this gun is a little bit more damaged, but it's not as accurate.
But this gun lights people on fire.
Yeah, but this likes people, and this one has acid that comes out of it, and...
Man, I like that acid, but I want that damage. What's a girl to do? Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing more of it.
Yes.
Which I will eventually do.
And I finally finished the main campaign.
And you're going back and doing all the side?
No, the I did like all the side missions. And
did
I got
DLC?
No, I haven't started the additional downloadable content yet. Which there is quite a bit of. There are four, I think, additional campaigns.
Yep.
Really looking forward to the
Tiny Tina's. But that's the last one, right?
Yeah. Tiny Tina is one of the characters in it, which Mike hasn't even gotten to yet.
Nope.
She's
but I know all about her.
Hysterical. She's like a 12-year-old or something, psychotic, bomb-making little girl.
That's what if we have a daughter, I hope that's where she goes.
I would hope so. I would hope so. Anyway, Borderlands 2, a lot of fun if you're into loot drops like me. Or if you just want something that's
strong narrative.
Fun. A lot of fun
characterization,
mm-hmm. voice acting. So much of it is jokes, references to other things.
Yeah, and
the sense of humor is much stronger in the second game.
Yes, and it's very geeky. The references can get really geeky. You're like, wait, that's like a Star Wars reference. Like that seems kind of out of nowhere, but I like it.
Like there was one thing that I just did, and this isn't really spoiling anything, but. Jack lists the names of people that you just killed, and they're all actors who played Doctor Who.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's just full of stuff like that.
I'd like to kill... Oh, no, they finally changed the Doctor Who, thank God.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're going older again.
Oh.
The next Doctor is going to be as old as the original Doctor was when he started playing him. And the actor's really good. We've seen him He was in an episode of Doctor Who, actually. in Pompeii.
Wow.
And he was the father of Simon and Skins. If anyone's seen Skins. The British one.
I don't watch Doctor Who. But I do play Borderlands and Borderlands 2, and I would strongly recommend the second one, especially if you've played the first one. And I think the first one, it's so cheap now.
Oh, yeah. You get it on sale. Digital distribution is awesome for games like Borderlands, which was a full-price game not that long ago, and now it's like $5 to $10.
Yeah.
Or five bucks.
But yeah, rush through the first game so you get the backstory.
And yeah, I rushed through it. It wasn't even that hard. It was fun playing co-op with you a little bit.
Yeah.
For just a little bit.
Co-op playing is fun in this game. That's the other thing. It's as big a part of the game as you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tailor, you can customize your loot to be more focused on multiplayer.
Yeah, things that you have items that you can use that will, and skills that will help your mm-hmm. entire team.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that. I'm such a curmudgeon. That's why this is actually one of the reasons I really like Borderlands, because I avoided it for the longest time. Because you weren't the only one who like kept going on about how good it was, but in my mind, it was a multiplayer game. And I am like, I was that like overweight kid with few friends who just played the shit out of video games, like when I was in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so like, I'm such a, I have the propensity to be such a curmudgeonly, like, single player, you know, guy.
Yeah.
Still to this day, that I was like, I don't want to play this because I only sometimes want to do co-op. But it's genuinely a fun single player game.
Fun either way.
Yeah, fun either way. Even if you're a horrible curmudgeon like me. Or you're a loot monster like you.
So, two thumbs up for Borderlands 2?
One of each of us. That adds up to two.
Alright. And that's been our Borderlands and Borderlands 2 podcast.
Provcast.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Listen again. Come to our shows.
Buddies in Space.
Buddies in Space!
Buddies in Space!
Space.